the weekly press teleconference of physicians, nurses, and pharmacists at the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services on September 16th was focused primarily on Alaska's current surge and its strain on hospital capacity. Right now, nationwide, the number of cases per 100,000 people is running at just over 300. In Alaska, though, the seven-day average is over twice that much, 634 cases per 100,000. And now, teenagers comprise the second largest demographic of new infections, right behind 20-year-olds. And there are now more children under 10 contracting COVID in Alaska than people over 65. As the saying goes, this is not your grandfather's pandemic anymore.
Pediatric patients to date for the pandemic in Alaska make up 19.4% of all of our cases. That's picked up. And if you just look at August and September specifically, it's 26.1% of all of our cases.
That's Dr. Ann Zink, the chief medical officer in the State Department of Health. Zink said that COVID patients now occupied 20% of hospital beds in Alaska. That's something over 200 patients, 34 of them connected to ventilators. But only a very small fraction of these patients are children. So far, the prevalence of the Delta variant has not made kids sicker than previous variants, and this is a good thing. Dr. Joe McLaughlin is the director of the state section of epidemiology.
Fortunately, one of the things we're seeing is, even though we are seeing increases in the number of pediatric cases, as well as hospitalizations and severe outcomes, the proportion of cases among the pediatric population that are severe doesn't appear so far to be different in the Delta era compared to the pre-Delta era. So that's one little bit of good news.
Whether someone is vaccinated or not remains the single largest risk factor of whether they'll end up in the hospital with COVID. And Alaska's rate is ticking up. Between 6 and 7,000 Alaskans are getting vaccinated each week. With winter on the way, Dr. Zink rolled out an analogy that she hoped would drive the point home for everyone who's been waiting to get vaccinated.
Think of this like a COVID storm. We got a lot of COVID, and so we need to bundle up. We need to put on our masks. We need to get vaccinated. We need to keep our distance. Just like in a bad storm, we have our snow tires on. We drive distance. The difference here is that we help to control this weather. We collectively determine how many cases we end up seeing or not seeing within the state.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.